Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn. Watch shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna. Sippin' on my Henny,
I got my head
tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kid
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind. Then she tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me, I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
You gotta have faith. Faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Believe, conceive, and achieve. No matter what y'all going through in life, you ain't not alone. You understand what I'm saying? Like the Lord got your back. Just have faith. Got you. I've got you.
We all trip no matter the road. It's cool. You have to walk alone.
Girl,
I got you.
I don't really know how this here go. Wanna kiss the world like a mistletoe. Everything bad and I see it. I just don't wanna believe it, no. No, 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 no. Had the homies gone. Gotta watch out when the police come.
Wanna pick up and go.
If you ain't from my city, then how can you feel me? I'm about to blow. My city out of control. Man, had the homies dead and gone. Too many locked up, stay strong. We're all deal locked up, stay strong. Bro,
you are not alone.
Thank you.
Cash rules get the cream. Bad bass causing wet dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key. Yeah, bitch in the hood, answer to me. Talking money, I'm the one that you speak. From the crooks, the commas, to the checks and dollars, ain't there, bitch, fucking with me.
Too many motherfuckers finna stop me. It's murder over here, nigga, Cropsy. Take a chance, roll the dice with the Yahtzee. Got the balls, bet the dog, got the Mozzie. By the motto that he say, fuck bitches. Get money over niggas, get the riches. Paper or plastic, what's the difference? Commas make a holler, make a drenches. Precipitate, I'm making rain on these pussy niggas. Six figures, boomerang with the figures. Meringue color faces for the pictures. Heavy hitters, kingpins, car flippers. Drive slow to the rhythm of the old gay. Hitting blocks, making drops, nigga, all day. He say he love me for my hustle, I say touche. Said he breaking on these niggas, call him loose change. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards, and the checks. House full of mirrors, but I rarely reflect. Murdered by the meal, but I pay my respect. This is for the finesse.
Sometimes me a man, me a walk where I come from. You can't take away my heart. I'ma go hard every chance. You can't take away my gain, my wisdom. Step on my lane, yeah, handgun. Big checks, big facts, and then some. We go hard, stock hard, put on, yeah, yeah. Keep calm. Keep calm. Keep calm. Finish on them niggas, Nola.
Just being real, all my niggas fall ill. No chill, triple digits on the bill. And when the pyramids get to splitting lids on the red spread eagle for the kill. West side, get the money like strife. East side, they gon' hit you with a price. Better take flight when them niggas ride tight. Shotgun, top gun, double barrel on the rifle. Yes, Lord, can a nigga get an amen? Make a thunder motherfucker through my rain dance. Blind to the bullshit, black Ray-Bans. Flippin' quarters on the line, Michael Strahan.
Cash rules get the cream. Fast cars and wet dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key.
So let me cop my bag, cause I'm here right now. Let me speak a little loud so you hear right now. Red eagle to the image real clear right now. Crooked smile worth about $100 million right now. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards, and the checks. House full of mirrors, but I rarely reflect. Murdered by the meal, but I pay my respects. This is for the finesse.
Whoever thought a youngin' from a city full of rattlesnakes was ever gonna make it out the grass patch? Seven Hills had me looking for a better deal. A hood nigga, I couldn't count on the NASDAQ. Coming home from school, I had tears in my eyes. They was picking on me and wouldn't give me my hat back. Now I got enough hats to give away. It's better days, I refuse to have flashbacks. Nobody thought I knew what I was doing. Nobody believes or nobody would walk me through it. But nobody achieved what I achieved. If only somebody could have just seen what I seen. Said they praying for me, don't we all got needs? Till I walk in the room and they all just breathe. And they all look relieved like, shit, if I ain't made it, now we all got cheese. Nah, homie, that ain't the way it works. Especially if you ain't even put in a day of work. Now they going crazy cause I made it first. See, homie, I just made it work. It's a cold world. Ask my old girl, she feel my pain and I ain't even trying to make it hurt. And my daddy proud of me, but he got too much pride to say it out loud for me. Got that keyboard off the road, bought it in the house for me. He coming to my shows, hanging in the crowd for me. Man, I still love my niggas, the only thing that I ask is that they hold it down for me, huh? I still rep the 850, yeah, I got it tatted on my arm, it ain't going nowhere. For motherfuckers to say that you changed, and they the ones that wouldn't last a day in this game. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I stayed the same, but I guarantee that I will never succumb to the fame. That's some bullshit, and y'all know that ain't me. But I'd rather grow up than to stay 18. Life goes on and hopefully on the great thing. Traveling the world and seeing shit that I ain't seen. Then one day I look at my reflection and realize how I've been acting and how I've been dressing. I realize I can make an impression, but good Lord, this is fucking depressing. And good Lord, I got some fucking questions. I think it's time for some motherfucking confessions. Wake up, Carl. Wake up, Carl. My answer to every question was fuck y'all. All I need is this 9/11 to fuck bras. I just need to find a 7 with enough flaws. My last album ain't do numbers like I wanted to, but that was God trying to ask me what I'm gonna do. He said, I hate to put obstacles right in front of you, but you gotta learn how to get out of what you're going through. Hurdles got jumped, mountains got climbed, till Molly came and put a fucking wall up in my mind. Now I'm in the crib tripping, complaining and bitching. That liquor go to hitting, now I'm in here reminiscing. How many niggas told me I was gonna fail? Cause I got a list of niggas that can go to hell. They feel like I owe them something cause they know me well. Calling me a sellout cause I won't come back and smoke a L. The same nigga that told me I had a hit charged me $300 to put it off in his mix. Now suicide looking better than hitting the lick, cause the whole time he knew that I was living out my whip. But now I see him and I can't even take it, cause he walk up to me and say, boy, I knew you was gonna make it. And like, motherfucker, do you just not recall? I needed help and you just left me sitting on my balls. That just wasn't the right life, so I told the bullshit to have a nice life. And all them girls yelling at me from in front of the moon, like, nigga, how you just gonna go and get a white wife? Fuck you bitches, I did what I did. Now I'm running around my mansion doing shit with my kids. But now maybe my life is too sweet, like I woke up in that Bugatti and went right back to sleep. Deep, I was dreaming, y'all niggas were scheming like crabs up in the bucket, but y'all just got defeated. And all these bitches all just want my semen to start collecting checks and ball up for the season. But ain't nobody give a fuck when ain't nobody give a fuck. Now they got their hand out asking me to give it up. And every time they ask me for something, they say, now you know that I ain't never asked you for nothing. I got lost, credit cards got swiped, money got tossed, hundred after hundred, dollar after dollar, drinking every kind of liquor, then that Molly got swallowed. I know I fucked up cause I'm a grown man, so now I'm thinking like my old man. He said, you wanna make God laugh, then look up in the sky and try to come up with your own plan. Now I see my niggas just want me to win, but I won't have them if I keep disrespecting my friends. They've been through it, say they know the feel. So all I need is a trip up to Stoicville.
What's good, what's good, what's good? We are into another episode of Let's Talk Tuesday. It's your boy B-Trey on my man's Radio Rail. How we doing, everybody?
How y'all feeling tonight? How y'all doing tonight?
Man, man. And we have a wonderful guest today. You have heard some played on the show many times before. How you doing, Miss Trace?
Hey, how's everyone? I'm doing good. I'm doing okay.
That's good. That's good. So let me tell you why I asked for you to be on the show. Right.
Okay.
So we have another co-host that hosts with me on Thursdays for poetry, right? So she asked me if I could find some music that's more like, not poetry, but like, get you in the mood for poetry, because I'll be playing like random stuff. Well, all right, I'll do that. So I took a day, but I went through all the tracks on our playlist. And when I came across yours, oh my God, I fell in love with all three
you.
Tracks.
I definitely appreciate that.
And I told AK, I'm like, AK, I need Treat the Artist. And then I didn't realize that it was you. I didn't realize that it was you this whole entire time.
small world. No.
I know, right?
Well, I definitely appreciate you having me on the show today, this evening.
Well, we appreciate you being
here. Anytime, no problem. And you called in on time.
See, look, look at. I was like, shoot, hey. I actually had fell asleep earlier because I was like, I don't know, it was been a long day, and I nodded off, and I woke up at like 8:50. I was like, oh, let me stay. Like, well, I'm glad I woke up on time.
Oh, me too. Right. Oh. It's been a long day on God. It's been a long day. I fell asleep a couple times.
I haven't even been asleep.
trash. But you real adult.
Oh,
take
wow.
Naps,
you ain't been
man.
How long? You ain't been asleep for how long?
I work from 10 to 7 every day. So as soon as I came home, I ate, and now I'm on the show.
Oh, wow.
So my daughter went to sleep, I went to sleep. Right with her. Fuck that. We go to sleep at the same time.
Yeah, it's been one heck of a day. It feels like a whole Monday. That's how it feels to me.
Oh,
that's true. I was at work it did feel like a Monday. I'm never sleepy at work on Tuesday. And today, I was sleepy all day at work.
Damn.
Definitely Monday.
So, Miss Treef, what we working
yes,
on
sir.
Now, man, as far as the eye treat, the lyrical destruction, what we working on now? What we working on killing now?
So right now I am in the process of putting the projects together. I'm not going to lie. I had to sit back and do some self-reflection and just to, you know, let some things go and get a lot of things out of my mental and my spirit. And, you know, now I'm ready. I feel like I'm ready to get back in there and really come with something that's a great project. Really come with a great project. So that's what I'm working on now. I've been writing like crazy. I mean, this is like my fourth day in a row just zoning out and writing and just writing.
Hey, okay. That's what I like to hear.
You got a name for the project already?
It's not nothing confirmed, I would say, because I don't want to put nothing out there and then it's not the name. Like, I actually had, I ain't going to need hold you up. I actually had a project, right? I know I talk. Look, I be talking like a whole rapper, but listen. I had a project that I was working on, and I was like, I'm going to say about 80%, 85% complete, right? And it was just a few more things that need to be tweaked, and then, you know, it was going to be released or whatever. But I just wasn't. I didn't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I just really wasn't. I felt like the connection between that project and me, it just wasn't there. So, and then a lot of people don't know, you know, which I had planned on kind of breaking down and explaining a little bit, like through music. I actually walked away from my situation. I walked away from it. And so I had to just basically scrap a lot of stuff. Like, I just felt like I was done with just that whole situation, and I just wanted to scrap, like, all of that.
So I feel what you're saying.
That's why
I'm like, yeah, get it out of your life. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Right. So I'm like, I wrote some songs and tracks. I was in the studio, then the whole, you know, the COVID, all that, it was just kind of set me back a little bit. But yeah, like, I've been writing. Like, I love what I've been writing, what I've been creating, and how I've been creating, and the mindset that I've been creating in. I absolutely love it. Like, I'm good, you know, so I'm ready to put this project together and, you know, just get out there.
That's what's up.
I can't wait for it to drop.
Man, I want a sneak peek.
You
want
a sneak peek? No, I had posted on my status today. I really feel this way. Like, when I write new music, I feel like a little kid in a candy store. Like, I be so overly, like, happy. I want somebody to hear it. So, like, I just want to sing it live. I'm going to put the beat on. I'm going to sing it to you. I just want you to tell me what you think. Like, I just be that
okay,
excited.
Go ahead,
live. I am all here.
Well, go ahead, man. Hey. Look, I love being in the music festival.
I got the biggest smile on my face waiting.
I saw me too. I was like, hey, I was happy to say I got geeks.
Yes, I actually wrote a song, what's today? Today's Tuesday, so I'm going to say this was Sunday evening, or Sunday night. I was writing Sunday night, and I wrote a song, and I have not stopped singing this song since Sunday. Like, probably one of my favorites that I wrote so far.
Okay.
And
can we get a little?
Look at that! Give me out
Let me get,
it's got to be in a pocket.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be, you know what I'm saying? But trust me, I feel it, it got a real old school vibe to it. And that was the vibe I was going for. And, you know, it puts me in a mind of like, it's like, I don't know. I just love it. Like, I'm really singing on this song. So that's why I think I love it the most. But yeah, like, I just been in my zone lately.
That's good. Hey. Yes, you should be.
Have you since the world has semi opened back up? Have you performed anything lately, as of lately, or have you just been working?
No. Since everything kind of opened back up, I haven't done a show or anything. But this Saturday, like later on in the evening on Saturday, I'm supposed to be performing. So yeah, that would be like my first one.
Where at?
Tell everybody where you were performing at.
So, so it is a one second.
Unless it's a secret.
No. No, it's not a secret. It's a Summer Madness benefit bash, and it's a couple of people performing from Gary. It's going to be in Gary, and they have a lot of dope Gary artists as well. So it's going to be Saturday on the 22nd, and I'm one of the people that's performing.
All right. That's what's up. I can't wait to
have somebody record it. So
oh, yeah, you are. Yeah.
That way, I will definitely share it.
Most definitely.
Oh, God. Because that like, low-key, we need to hear some more.
I'm so ready to get back and sing. It's like you feel like it was taken from you in a sense. Like we can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. Like what?
Oh,
and
I already
know. Like,
you
know, yeah. And I'm like, dang. You know, if I had a whole plan for this year. Like I had stuff like lined up, and this is what I wanted to do, and this is what I wanted to do. I had a whole timeline, and then you know, end of February, it was like, what is Corona? Like, what is this? Like, what's going on? Oh, it's shut down. Oh, quarantine.
Right.
Oh, we can't go nowhere. Like, it was just back to back. I'm like, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I already know. I hated that shit. I couldn't do nothing. Stuck in a house. Couldn't do nothing but work. Can't work
right.
on my music with nobody. I was trying to do features over the phone.
Yeah, that didn't work.
You trying to improvise?
Nah, exactly.
I was like, dang. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I was like trying to do features, and that's a big thing for me is just networking and working with other artists and doing features and stuff. So I'm like, man, you know, I wasn't even doing that. And it was like, come on. Then I got to the point where I was like, man, I ain't even writing. Like, what the heck? I'm gonna tell somebody respect my pen, and I ain't even writing with it. Like, so I was like, I have to get back in, you know. So,
there's a whole lot of people that like, aside because of the COVID shit, like you said, it slowed down and everything, and low key got discouraged. Like, I got writers blocked.
Yeah.
I'll just focus on my producing. Like, shit.
Right, and it was so easy to get that way. You know, this is all new to a lot of to everybody. This is a new thing to everybody. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Never remember my parents telling me they had to quarantine. So I'm like, this, you know what I'm saying? So this song brand new. Everybody's experiencing this for the first time. So it's like it trying to get adjusted to this quote unquote new way of moving around. And, you know, some people took it as an advantage to things and you know, hustle more and this, that, and third. And you got some people who it hit them emotionally and mentally and they kind of shut down. So. I was torn between the two. You feel me? I feel like I was torn between the two. Like I was like, oh, I it gave me more time to think, but it wasn't no execution.
Man, look, just gotta get back on that horse, actually. Just take it one day, you just gotta hop back on it. That's what I did. Shit. I was like, fuck it.
Right, and that's where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it was just kind of a wake-up for me, like, all right, you know, you had this plan and these objectives at the beginning of the year, so you got to make it happen by any means. So I'm like, yeah, let me just get back in my zone. So I put my headphones in, And I just zoned out. I mean, going from beat to beat, like, you know.
Man, look, I love it. I love it. I love it. If you need a beat or you need some beats to cycle to, I'm saying, for inspiration or just for your new project, holla at me. Sign up with a producer.
Definitely will. Right. Definitely will.
And they fuck the low.
I just sure shit.
I know. I know everything going crazy right now. They are for the low.
Most definitely. So I'm with it.
I'll say,
I'm just the guy now. I'm just a guy to share shit.
I said, nah, you, so nah, he about to be a little producer too.
Okay.
He trying.
Yeah, low key. I've been. You say what?
You say what? I'm sorry. No, I was saying y'all gonna have to get into the music to, you know, where I can hear the track.
Oh, I got him. I got you. Like right now, all I'm doing is working on the remixes and everything. But I'm saying, because I'm working on a mixtape with like my beats and a whole bunch of artists on there. I would love for you to rap on one of my beats and everything, and just put them on my mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would love that.
We have our producer in the building. Mr. AK is in the building, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, what's good?
What's up?
Chilling. What I'm going to tell y'all is, when y'all address us, y'all got to address us right. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all already know that's Miss number one on the charts of OG Radio for most for all females. That's how you got to address when you come on the show. That's Miss number one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why y'all know that. That's Miss Number
that's
One.
Facts.
Y'all don't understand. All female artists that been on the show, she been number one the most times. Like she up there in like top five artists that's been number one. Like I got them ranked.
So
y'all know I got them ranked. I keep it ranked
that so
because I was going like. Because some people got into an argument. My guy Beezus and I just did their verses, which was off the chain. And my boy Mello and Beez was, like, going back and forth about who would win in their verses. And I had said something like, man, you know, y'all got numbers. You know, I got some numbers that I could drop on y'all to decide that. And Mello on his lab was like, bro, don't even drop them, bro. Just keep them to yourself for right now. Because when I need them, I'm going to need you to drop them. But when y'all address it, y'all gotta say Miss Number One. All right, that's definitely what it is. That's what we saying right now. That's what we saying right now. But now I just called in to mess with y'all, man. Just to tune in. I'm listening now because I'm watching the basketball and I'm working on the project and listening to y'all at the same time. So
we're winning real quick.
We gotta do it. Portland's still winning though.
Thank you, thank you. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. But anyway, I just dropped in and, you know, say we've been waiting for Treece to drop something for a while, but we know this whole virus has slowed everybody up. Well, some of us, but
it's,
you know, we're trying to get everything perfectly
coming.
Right. So we gotta strategize how we do it and we do it how we're supposed to. So, you know,
right.
You know me, I just been waiting in the wings and, you know, I'm ready to work because me and Treece like had a real like almost like Zoom conversational meeting a couple months back, and we've been ready to work. Like me and her been ready to work. She already know what we got coming. She already know what I'm already instilled to do. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, between me and her, she already know what's coming down the pipe. So every time she posts something, I'm always saying, yeah, I'm waiting to hear something. And she just laughs because she know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know exactly
I'm
what
like,
I'm talking
I
about.
Feel, because I'm like, I have to get on it. You know, it's like, it's either now or never, you know. And I got to get this going. So I'm like, I'm sitting down, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting down, and like I was saying earlier, was just zoning out and putting myself in that element where I'm just writing. And I'm writing and writing back to back to back, you know, because I want to put out a quality type project. I don't want it to be, you know, just some old songs that I got remixed and stuff. Like, no, I want it to be, I want it to sound full. I want to, you know, I want to feed my audience, and I want to get them full. And I want them to be like, man, that was an amazing project. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's how I want, that's the feedback I want, you know. So it's coming. I'm telling you, I'm in the studio very soon.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to
lie. I'm your biggest fan right now.
With the conversation we had, but I just want people to know when y'all going to see what I was talking about when I said how we and me and her was going to work. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to get up out of here because I get back to work doing what I do. But I just want to tell you, I'm proud of all y'all. I'm proud of my team. I know I say this a lot, but I mean that because y'all put me in a different platform for me to do way more bigger stuff than to be trying to figure out how I can do a radio show, a radio station by myself. So I do appreciate y'all, B-Trey, Terrell, Genesis. Like, y'all really... This whole 2020, y'all been a blessing to me, low-key, because y'all took something that I consider my baby, and y'all done built it, y'all done made this brand stronger. So I definitely appreciate y'all on that. And, Trees, you already know. So when it's go time to hit the gas, I'm ready and waiting. So I'm going to get out of here, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all, you know, keep this rolling. I'm still tuned in. I get at y'all, you know.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to take that little chance to get into a couple more songs.
Okay.
Then we're going to hop back into another conversation.
I got it.
Take my hand off the switch.
I've been playing her shit all week. And I've been letting everybody know that she's coming on the show. And this is my favorite track. Without further ado, this is Treats the Artist, a.k.a. number one,
yay!
With heroin.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey babe, got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there, and then we're gonna touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. It's not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. Forever, I can't wait another minute. right beneath the stars. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere the man goes. I need you next to me. I'm so drawn to you.
Head down, just on the net. It's your boy B Trey and Radio Rev.
And we are with number one.
No, no.
Number one.
No, those
number
are my
one,
songs.
Uno.
I'll be back. Yeah, I was listening like I ain't never heard these songs before. Like.
Damn.
You're my heart
you're all fan now.
I know, right? I was listening, like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. I forgot about, like, the instruments and heroin and the vibe of highways, the sexiness of Come to Me. Like, yes.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Hell, yeah.
See,
that one is my favorite right there.
I love that song. I tell the story all the time how that song came about. I, like, love that song. With a passion.
We're definitely here for it.
Oh, yeah. I tell that story.
It wasn't. Okay, what happened was it was supposed to be. Okay, look. So it was afternoon, right? I had a little downtime before I was going to pick my kids up from school. So I was at, mm-hmm. I was at home and I was just fumbling through some beats and stuff. Just freestyling, just vibing, you know, just trying to pass time. So at the time, the guy that I was with, right? He was, you know, and he was just saying, like, send me some pics and stuff. And I was like, I'm
wow.
it is a real life situation. And, you know, it's been a couple of days, you know, since we've seen each other or whatever. But I was like, I'm tired of sending pictures. I don't want to see you in person. Like, you know, because we didn't live in the same area. So, you know, it wasn't like we could see each other every day. So I was just like, I'm tired of sending pics. So as I'm texting him, the beat for Come to Me come across that beat. And I can get to humming. And I legit just started singing, you know, I've been counting down the days since we left. See, like, I just started singing and it just came with this whole verse. And, like, I didn't write anything down. I was just, like, repeating the lines until I got a whole verse and a hook. And then I was like, let me record this. I'm going to just upload this. This sounds pretty dope. I'm going to just upload it on Facebook. And so I just recorded the verse real quick and uploaded it on Facebook and literally, like, left Logan my kids from school. And
damn.
I had texted him, and I was like, yo, I just posted a video. I just posted a video with a verse about you with, like, you know, the heart eyes. And I'm like, you know, let me tell me what you think. And so I just left it at that. And as I'm driving to get my kids, my phone, I feel it vibrating. Like, the notifications was crazy. And I'm like, instantly, like, that video was getting shared. People was like, where's the rest of it? I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, wait, hold on.
What
like,
do you mean?
You know, yeah, it was just like an in the moment thing. And I didn't think that like twice about it or nothing. So, but people was, you know, just like, what the rest of you got to make this a whole song. And I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, I went in and I wrote the second verse and then we shot the video for it and added it to Lost Files. And, you know, the rest was history. But yeah, it was a real life situation. Like, I was legit. I was telling my boyfriend at the time, you know, I want to send pics. I could send you photos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing, you know, in my face, like. So.
100%, dude. That was a real life event. I ain't gonna lie to you, dude.
When I tell people, I write like some experiences. I really write what I, you know, I'm like legit. I really write in the moment, you know, of a situation, like. If you listen to my music, like, I'm telling you what I'm going through, what I've been through, like, on some real life stuff.
Right.
That's what's up. That's when it's best, when it comes from the heart.
Speak on heroin, because, like, that one, that's just...
Heroin? And the interesting thing about heroin, right, like, so if you hear the song, I kind of compare being addicted to a toxic relationship, like being addicted to drugs,
right,
and how neither one of them is healthy, you know. So it's like I was in a relationship that I needed to get out of. I should have been got out of. And that's why, you know, I wrote the song in the relationship. Ain't that crazy?
Damn.
Yes. And it was like I'm crying out to the person, and it's a part of the song where I say the same thing that hurts me, I look to for a healer. I wrote the song and I'm crying out to this guy like, yo, this is what I'm feeling. And fam was just like, that's a dope song. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. That's not how the song goes.
Dude, that's
like,
funny.
Nigga, this about you. Like, damn,
right, I'm like, listen, so if you listen, I'm like, you know, 1 minute I love you. You know, then I want to run from you. And I'm just kind of relating love. You know how like people say you be chasing your first high when you first, like when you smoke, whatever, you going to be chasing that first high. So that's how I feel like in the relationship, when you first get with somebody, you in a honeymoon stage, like you and everything is just perfect. You're the perfect person for that person and vice versa, because y'all don't really know each other yet. Y'all ain't took that mask off yet. You know, then you get in a year or so down the line, and then the real you come out, or the real, you know, her, the real him come out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
Who is this? Right. So that's what I'm saying. You always want to go back to the beginning. You ever hear people say, we were so happy in the beginning. We were so happy. It's like chasing your first high. So that's kind of how the song came about. But yeah, that relationship was just not, that was not it. And so I wrote the song, you know, while I was still in a relationship, and that was my way of just, like, venting. That was my way of, you know, expressing myself. And, you know,
right,
I think it went off in his head.
I was about to say, like, I got questions. How do you feel about the song, like, once he finally realized what it was about? Or did he ever finally realize?
No, he knew. He knew. He absolutely knew. And it was just like, yo, you push this. This dope. You put this out. Like, record this. Like, and I'm like, so just keep picking at the same scab, pretty much. But yeah, heroin was one. It's one of my favorites because it's so real. Like, just listening to the lyrics of it and having them conversations, like, with my friends. Like, the second verse starts off with, you know, boy, you know you got a hold on me where I can't escape alone. When I get the urge to walk away, I make up reasons to stay. Like, you know, oh, it's not that bad. You know, I can leave if I want, you know. And knowing deep down inside, I'm like, I'm not leaving. If I hate that I love you, like, I don't need to be here. I shouldn't be here, but I'm here trying to make you see. Yeah. So it's like, it's some real shit. You know, people be in relationships where they shouldn't be in, and they trying to give the person the benefit of the doubt, or they see so much potential, or you in love. You know, how it is, like, no, like you love this person too much, and it's not right. Like, you deserve better, and that's what the situation I was in. But, you know, I'm not in it no more. So,
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
It is always good to get out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm saying, not, no offense, but you make good ass music when you're in that situation.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
I really try to write from my experience, you know, and things that I've gone through and go through, you know.
Well, I hope your current relationship is perfect, but I don't want them to use inspiration. Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Get myself together.
See, look. Hey.
No, let me share that.
She is available.
I'm definitely single.
So we got eight.
So everybody.
Well, y'all get quiet. That's a good thing about that thing.
We're gonna play matchmaker on the show one night.
Oh Lord, you don't
want a matchmaker for now. Matter of fact, you're in a bad relationship. I'll go ahead and get you a bad relationship so you can get some.
I was just gonna fix it up.
You got them good ass songs, but they deep. They like, ooh.
I was just gonna fix it up because I was like, the winner every time. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I have a lot of songs that are unreleased and they're in my email, you know, and I'm like debating if I want to just put it together a project of like maybe just unreleased songs or something, you know, because I don't want to. Lost Files Volume 2.
Yeah.
Facts. There's some dope songs on there. I mean, I see some dope songs. So I might do something like that. Or I might just have it where if I drop this project and, you know, you do something pre-order or you, you know, you might have access to the unreleased files or something like that, you know, make it exclusive. Like,
hey. Fuck with that.
We're always here to support. So definitely reach out to us.
Oh God. Definitely gonna promote. Definitely gonna put them all over everywhere.
Promote and bring you back on the show.
I definitely appreciate it. I always love to come back. Oh, y'all gonna love it. I'm trusting y'all gonna love this project. And I ain't even saying it just because, you know, I'm trying to. But y'all gonna love it because it's gonna give you everything. Like, I really feel like I'm such a diverse writer. You know, I feel like it's a gift and a curse because sometimes it can put you all over the place. You know, I can have so many different types of songs. You like, what direction is you going in? But then again, I can give you some of everything. I can give you a vibe. I can give you a club joint. I can give you a ballad. I can belt out notes. You know, the whole nine.
Can you freestyle?
Can I freestyle? Like rap?
A freestyle, yeah.
Rap scene.
I have no bar.
You ain't got no. You got one bar. Everybody got one bar. Everybody got one bar.
Do not put me on the spot about no rap. The crazy thing is, I used to rap. I used to rap, but like before I really started singing, I was a whole rapper, right? I forgot my name.
I can hear your voice.
You could show.
I know, and that's
or
crazy.
You could showcase. You could showcase some live vocals real quick.
Some live vocals. Let's see. I don't know.
it's anticipation.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other, and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No. I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you, yeah. Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh, and there you have it, y'all.
this is
the best second show of
you just made his night.
Stop it. Stop
man,
it.
Man, go ahead.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Y'all are so funny. Stop.
I hyped you up, girl, like the past two
I know,
and a half weeks.
And I felt so bad last week. I'm like, I never asked about the time zones and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know why I thought 11, and so I'm like, was ready at 11, and I'm like, oh, crap, I scroll up. I said, oh, he said 10. Shoot. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. Good job. Get your whole life.
But no, that's all good. You know, you gave 100%.
And we appreciate
that.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to call today. Oh, I'm going to inbox you at 10. Like, do I call in at 10? Let me know.
He was right on time. Right on time.
Back.
You know, we back on it.
We most definitely appreciate you calling in and wanting to be a part of the show.
No problem. I appreciate you all having
100%.
Me on the show. And yeah, as I always tell Princeton, like, just let me know. And I will be on, you know, whenever y'all want me on. I'm like one of those permanent guests. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just let me know. And yeah, I definitely appreciate all the support, all the love, you know, everything. Every time, you know, my song is played on the show, I appreciate it. My gratitude is huge. Like, definitely appreciate everything.
Oh yeah, you get a see. Terry's on here twice a week. I'm on here four times, so I definitely get your play. You get played a lot every week, four times a week.
And you are his favorite artist on the show because he talks about you more than anybody else that we have on the show. Not lying to you. You are
I'm so happy. You know, as an artist, it's like you put yourself out there, you know, and you open yourself up. Regardless, if people think it's, you know, just a song, okay, cool. But you know why you wrote the song. You know, I don't know if everybody is writers or whatever, but you know why you wrote it and the meaning behind it and things. So when you put yourself out there and you're making yourself vulnerable, you know, and so when people say things like, yo, I can relate to this song, or, you know, this song is so dope, the way you sung this or did this, it's a really good feeling, like, y'all rock with this? Like, oh, really? Okay, all right. You know, so it's like, it just makes me happy. And it really, I have a big smile on my face because, you know, it's always have been a dream of mine. So it's like to see it come into play, and it's dope. So that's why I always appreciate, like, I thank everybody. And I be thanking people a lot. And anytime I share anything, I'm all thank you, you know. Some people be like, girl, you ain't got to thank me every time. I'm like, yeah, I do, because you don't have to share it. You don't have to do it, you know, so definitely appreciate it.
Exactly. Every share.
All the time.
That's a lot.
Right.
Yeah, because most people just press like or something and keep it moving. They spread and they take it around to spread that. That's real. Real people.
You ain't got to share. I mean, I know it's just a share. It might just be that to you, but, you know, I feel like thank you because you opening myself up to your people from your page, you know, people that's not friends or following me or whatever. By you sharing it, people might look at him, who is that? Okay, well, what's she share? What he share? Let me check this out. You know, so I appreciate it. You know, so
No problem. I'm gonna definitely continue to share this episode after the day.
I thank you.
My favorite
late.
Episode.
Oh,
no problem.
Stop.
He wanna he you gotta put an autograph. You gotta get an autograph. You gotta get an
autograph.
Work on my
penmanship. Yeah,
yeah.
I gotta work on my.
Nah, you gotta. Ah, damn. You just gotta kiss an envelope.
It's a big old T and then a scribble. You just put a big old T and then a scribble.
I thought everybody did that.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
That's all it is.
But girl, don't ahead let everybody know where they can find you and the rest of your music at. You gotta let everybody know.
Okay, I'm on all social media, all digital platforms, and the Treece, the artist, not the T H E, but the D A. Three words, Treece, the artist. Find me on Instagram, Facebook. Even TikTok, heck, you know, you have me on there. I'll be on TikTok, it's hilarious to me, but so I will be releasing music. I'm in the process of putting the project together, so just be looking out. Please support what's already released. Come to Me, Heroin, Highways, our own digital platforms, iTunes. Google Play, Spotify, all of it's fine. Heroin, Come to Me, and Highways on there, as well as another song called Beautiful, which is a very, very, very beautiful song. It has been played at a lot of weddings. I have sung it at weddings. So it is a very beautiful love song. So you can please support that. That's on all digital platforms as well. But as far as social media, you can find me at Treece the Artist on all my social media.
I'm already following.
Oh, thank my God. You. How I know he was going to say that. How I know he was going to say that. going crazy.
And I got a TikTok, so that's next.
Woo, Lord. I see, I'm new to TikTok now.
Man,
you know,
me too.
But
I got to figure out how it works.
It's hilarious.
I don't know how it works
like,
either.
Don't let me get them transitions and stuff down. Then I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with now. But I think TikTok is extremely dope for creators. What you can do as far as editing and stuff is just dope. I see some videos. I'm like, how the heck they do? Yeah, so. But, yeah.
Right.
All social media, Treece the Artist. Vibe with me.
Fact.
Most definitely
vibe.
Will.
With that being said, since T-Trey won't let me say what I used to say back in season 7, I can't say wash your fucking hands. I got to figure out a new slogan now for season 8. I'll work on that.
I know what your new slogan should be all season 8.
What?
Go bump some Treece the Artist. Go bump some Treece.
Download right now.
Oh,
go to
my
Apple.
God. I can't.
Treece the Artist, a.k.a. number
go
one.
Go bump Treece.
Y'all
download.
Funny.
A.k.a. number one.
Y'all funny.
Numero
right
uno.
Now.
Yeah.
You're sharing them vocals through your stereo. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your soul, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
Not
all
the
in
soul.
The soul.
Not the soul, y'all.
All in the soul.
Soul. But
that's hilarious.
Be curious, be kind.
It worked.
Yeah, that's my slogan. That's my slogan there.
It works.
Bump Treece the Artist.
Bump Treece the Artist.
Yeah.
Go
bump some
Treece. Y'all did not.
Hey, watch every
Thursday
come around. Bump some Treece.
Every exit. Go bump Treece the Artist.
That's funny. Bump Treece the Artist. All right, y'all. And as always, y'all be cool, be safe. Bump Treece the Artist.
Oh, God.
You know it.
Bump you some Treece.
Oh, man. But everybody be courteous, be kind. Follow my social media, my IG, Radio Rail 21. That is Instagram. Facebook, Pharrell Redmond, and Snapchat. I don't remember the Snapchat. Just follow those. And I tune in Thursday for Poetry with me and Genesis from 9 to 10:30. That's all.
I got to come back and spit some poetry one day.
Now you can come back. Just let me know beforehand, and we'll find a slot on a Thursday.
Okay. Recite some poetry. I used to write poetry, spoken word, everything. I used to do it all.
Now we are on it. So with that being said,
we are definitely in tune. On Bouncing Trees.
Oh, God. Anything from you, Trey?
Shit, other than bump some safe, let's see. Nothing really, man. Just did working on the Tripolar Symphony with all my beats and a whole bunch of different artists and everything. And shit, I figured I'd end the show on one of my songs. I mean, one of the tracks from off of the, symphony. It's a little tribute I did for Juice WRLD, you know what I'm saying? My Juice, this Juice song, lyrics, my beat. And just want to see how y'all like it. So without further ado, is Juice.
Up and away, I bet.